This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Tomorrow is D-Day for Datuk Lee Chong Wei. After 7 months of waiting, the former world number one will finally face a Badminton World Federation panel to plead his case following a failed doping test at the World Championship in Copenhagen last August. Before we go into what to expect from the BWF hearing and how this could impact Malaysia's place in world badminton, here's a quick recap of the developments to date.
Saya ingin memaklumkan bahawa hari ini pihak BAM kami telah menerima surat daripada BWF bertarikh 7 November menyatakan keputusan ujian sampel B. Keputusan ujian mengesahkan kehadiran bahan dexamethasone dalam sampel tersebut. Bahan ini seperti yang para hadirin sedia maklum bukanlah sejenis bahan untuk meningkatkan prestasi seorang atlet. Kami dimaklumkan seterusnya oleh BWF bahawa perkara ini akan dirujuk kepada BWF Doping Hearing Panel dan mengikut proses yang ditetapkan oleh panel tersebut. Selepas tempoh tertentu, panel tersebut akan menetapkan masa, tarikh dan tempat untuk pendengaran.
That was the announcement by the Badminton Association of Malaysia back in November, confirming Chong Wei's B sample had also tested positive for the banned substance dexamethasone. You may have noticed that Chong Wei's name was never mentioned in the announcement, because that's how the story played out initially. We first got wind of the news a month before the announcement. A top Malaysian shuttler had failed a random doping test at the World Championships in Copenhagen. The BAM refused to name the shuttler in question, but the back of almost every newspaper in the country were convinced it was Lee Chong Wei. Then came the great debate about the drug itself, dexamethasone, and how traces were still found in Chong Wei's blood more than a month after his supposed treatment for a thigh injury in July. The drug, of course, is an anti-inflammatory and is commonly used to treat athletes with muscle issues. But is dexamethasone in any way a performance-enhancing drug? We spoke to Dr. Rajesh Singh, consultant orthopedic surgeon at Sunway Medical Center.
Okay, so this is the million-dollar question. The technical answer is no. So if you look at what does performance enhancement mean, it means that the substance given directly boosts your performance. The current anti-doping regulations view it as something that indirectly enhances your performance. So let me give you an example. One of the effects of dexamethasone is to reduce inflammation. So if you had inflammation in a part, say, for example, in your ankle, or your shoulder, and you needed to perform, you couldn't because that inflammation would be painful. If you had dexamethasone, it would suppress that inflammation and your pain would go away. So the idea is in anti-doping or anti-cheating laws to not give someone a competitive advantage given the fact that they have had access to one substance whereas another athlete may not have. So that's really the crux of the matter, what the view of performance enhancing is. And unfortunately, the letter of the law says that dexamethasone is viewed as an indirect performance-enhancing drug.
To add to the controversy, former national shuttler Razif Sidik and brother to Chong Wei's then-coach Rashid Sidik came out to say that Chong Wei has been a long-time user of banned substances like dexamethasone. Chong Wei denied these allegations and threatened legal action against Razif, who later made a public apology for his statement. Chong Wei was provisionally suspended by the BWF in November and has since been preparing for the hearing with the BAM. A hearing was expected as early as December, but the BAM twice sought for an extension to strengthen their case on the advice of sports lawyer Mike Morgan. Youth and Sports Minister Khairi Jamaluddin is now confident that Chong Wei and the BAM have a strong enough case.
BAM telah buat siapan yang rapi dan saya rasa segala hujah yang telah pun disediakan oleh pihak BAM dan dibantu oleh peguam mereka, Mike Morgan, akan dikemukakan dan kita harap bahawa kita dapat keputusan baik untuk Chong Wei.
The hearing will take place in front of a 3-member independent panel in Amsterdam tomorrow, with reports indicating a slot set aside for the case from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Malaysian time. The BAM is expected to be using 2 high-profile doping cases involving Tour de France cyclist Alberto Contador and ATP star Marin Cilic as precedents in Chong Wei's defence. Contador and Cilic both tested positive for banned substances but had their suspensions reduced to 6 and 4 months respectively. What are the odds for tomorrow's hearing? We spoke to Star Online journalist Rajesh Paul, who's been following the case from the very beginning.
When it was confirmed that his test was positive with the banned substance dexamethasone, he's immediately facing a 2-year ban. So that's the maximum, the 2-year ban. So what he gets a chance now is to clear his name during the hearing on the 11th of April. So basically what he needs to do is to come out and tell them that he has no knowledge of it, he has no intention of taking it. And the good news is this banned substance is not an enhancing performance drug. So if he can defend himself clearly and tell his side of story, so there are chances of this panel to relook into it and to reduce the sentence. So it can depend from maybe if they find that this guy is totally innocent, no ban at all, or it can range from 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, or if they find him truly he has done it with purpose, then it's a 2-year ban completely.
A lighter sentence could still see Dato' Lee Chong Wei qualifying for the Olympics in Rio next year.
The provisional suspension was carried out on the 11th of November. The panel, upon their discretion, they can decide to backdate it. So let's say it's a 6 months ban. So if they look back, he will be cleared by May 11th. So he can play. Or if they say it's a 3 month ban, then immediately he is cleared to playing. And that will put him back on track. His world ranking has not really dropped very far. It's 16 at the moment. It may drop a few rungs because he did not compete in the Malaysian Open. He was the defending champion. So he's set to lose some points over there, but it's not too late. He can catch up. But the danger will be if he's banned for 1 year, that will really put him in a very complicated situation ahead of the Olympic Games. He will have less than 4 months to qualify, but it depends on him. If he really can win titles during that 4 months, the chances are there for him to stay within the range to qualify for the Olympic Games.
The World Anti-Doping Agency is also monitoring the case closely. Rajesh warned WADA could drag the case to the Court of Arbitration for Sport if the BWF is seen to be lenient in dealing with Chong Wei.
WADA will monitor any case for that matter to see whether the hearing panel makes the just and fair decision. But having said that, this panel are an independent panel, so they have no affiliation, nothing to do with BWF. So in that sense, we are hoping that they will be fair and just in making that decision. They will not take any side, either the players or the world body. So in that sense, we hope that they'll be fair. But if WADA thinks that this panel has been too lenient, it will not put Chong Wei in a good situation either, because then they will appeal upon that decision, and that can drag even further, will even spoil any chance that Chong Wei has to come back and to compete. So we don't want that in the same sense. But at the same time, we just hope that the panel will be fair and just.
Chong Wei, however, has faith in himself and is confident that he can prove his innocence. The former world number one has been antsy on the sidelines, with his world ranking now down to 16th due to his absence from competition over the past few months.
Untuk saya memang saya percaya diri sendiri. Memang saya tak suka doping. Saya percaya saya mungkin saya kerja keras saya boleh perlu boleh menang and all in tournament. And mungkin this doping untuk saya memang saya headache lah and very stress. And mungkin saya tak tahu ini ubat mungkin saya datang ke di injection datang di mana saya tak tahu. Saya akan refer and saya harap press ini untuk give me the time. Mungkin saya boleh balik in Malaysia saya tahu everybody want to news lah. Yeah. Tapi saya harap press boleh kerjasama sama saya and saya akan take the time kita akan selesai this issue lah.
The nation will be hoping for a positive outcome in Amsterdam tomorrow because there's more than just one shuttler's future at stake. We could be years or even decades away from another world badminton number one. So right now, Chong Wei's our best bet for that elusive Olympic gold medal. I'm Audrey Raj, reporting for BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.